Remember that anytime you do remote sensing or remote viewing or even astral projection for that matter, and again, astral projection can be one of these things that you're moving out to another plane of existence. And so generally you're not staying, you know, in this area, this neck of the woods. And remote viewing, remote sensing is more contained to this area, at least from what the people that I know that have done it. And if you decide that you're going to remote view somebody, it's almost, you know, we call it visiting. Hey, did you visit me? Because I felt your presence. You know, somebody's going to be able to feel your presence. Here's the thing. The more accurately you remote view into somebody's presence, the more of your energy they're going to feel. Almost to the point that almost the more clear they come in as you project out there, the more clear you project. It's not uncommon for somebody to be in two places at one time. It's called bilocation. And the way you would do that is by doing remote sensing. It could be an astral projection situation where your body's one place and your spirit's in another. And if you just happen to travel over to a friend's house and you blazed in there really good, it's quite possible that they could see you standing there. Now, you wouldn't be there physically. You'd be there spiritually. They could actually take their hand and swipe right through your spiritual body. So obviously that can be kind of strange, but if it was a friend that knew about this type of thing, it wouldn't be that shocking. But if it was somebody that would be unnerved with it, you probably wouldn't want to have full disclosure, because I've had times where I've shown up places and people knew I was there. Now, of course, they would say later, hey, you know, it seemed like you were at my house the other day, and I would say, what are you talking about? You're crazy. And, of course, they'd say, yeah, I know, it sounds silly, but, you know, it's the way it was. And, of course, I've had people, you know, stop by here and do a little visitation or pass by, and I can pick up that energy every time that they do it. So as you get better with this, don't think that you can just, you know, really sneak into somebody's house, because it's quite possible that the clearer they become to you in terms of the viewing, the clearer you become to them. And you certainly don't want to scare somebody or cause them to freak out when they see your vision, your projection there while they're eating dinner or something, because it could happen. And I've had people tell me that, you know, it's freaked people out, and they've said, hey, I saw you standing right in my house. And, you know, how do you react to something like that? The best way to react to that is just say, I don't know what you're talking about. Because if you said to somebody, oh, I was trying to do that, they really wouldn't be comfortable with you ever again, because then they would expect that you were spying on them, you know, even if they believed that you had those capabilities and that you were spying on them. And in a real sense, remote viewing and remote sensing is spying. And when you get good at it, you can pop in to anybody's house at any time and you can spy on them. You can get a real good sense of what's going on at that particular time. So you want to kind of keep it under your hat. Probably a lot of people don't know that I teach a lot of the things that I teach, just due to the fact that it is kind of strange. And if they even believed a fraction of what we're teaching here, it would probably freak them out to the point where they probably wouldn't want to be associated with me. So, you know, my caution is that you just got to take it easy with some of these skills, because the better you get, the better you get. And it can be unnerving to some people as you get involved with remote sensing and remote viewing. Now, here's the thing that you have to do. You've got the first exercise where you have it with a partner. And you can have a partner at a distance as well, and set it up so that you'll have protocol set up so that you can go visit their house and they'll visit your house. One of the nice things about the subconscious mind, I think I might have mentioned this in one of the other sections, is that you can target where you want to go. So, for instance, if you wanted to remote view a friend of yours that you knew their name but you've never been to their house, as long as you knew their address, the town they lived in, the state, all that information, you could actually go visit them. You know, you program that information in and you can find those people. Again, depending upon how strong your energy is, how strong your remote viewing skills are, how much you believe it, having a protocol. You set your own protocol up and say, okay, I'm going to go visit this person at this address at this time. Again, physical relaxation and focus is the key. Don't try to interpret information that you think is there, only the information that is there. Okay, you have to learn to center yourself and still the mind totally so that the subconscious mind will give you the information that you need. You want to be able to slow your body down, slow the breathing down. Like I said, getting to a dead body state. I'm repeating this over and over again, even though I mentioned it in the last section. I want to keep repeating it because I want you to grasp the fact that that is the key. You also want to reduce sensory input and processes, which means you want to stop itching. You want to stop anything that has to do with causing you to get out of the focus of what you're doing, which is the remote viewing process. By the same token, you want to have an increased awareness of internal processes such as dreams and fantasy, which means this. You want to be able to know the difference between imagination and reality. As you're going through your remote viewing, you are going to run into some situations where you're actually imagining things, that it's not the actual picture. It's not the reality of what you're looking for. And so what you need to do is you need to be able to discern between reality and imagination. And the way you're going to do that, again, is training yourself with a proper protocol, telling your subconscious mind that you will rebuke the imagination and only focus on the real aspects of what you're doing. And again, you know, just keeping that realization that time is an illusion. And that when you're doing your remote viewing, you can go both forward in time and backward in time if you set the protocol up. If you set it up that you're going to do a remote viewing session and you're going to go back to 1950, you can do that. Set the protocol, set the coordinates, set where you want to go, and you can do it. Now, what if you set the protocol to go back to 1950, and let's say you did it in your house, but your house wasn't there in 1950. I got news for you. You're not going to land in your house. You're going to land whatever was there in 1950. So it's good that you kind of know a lay of the land when you're going back to those points. Also, the more accurately you target and set up the protocol, the more accurate your results are going to be. So for instance, if you just said, I want to go back to 1950 in New York City, even though that's fairly tight, it's still not accurate enough. You have to be specific because the subconscious mind will send you somewhere. Okay, it might not be where you want to go. And so you want it to be specific. You want to be specific to the point. If you can get the exact point, the house, the bedroom, the exact location, you're going to be much more accurate than when you don't do that. Now, how are we going to get good at doing some of these techniques? Because it is kind of an interesting concept. When you get into your relaxation mode, I'm going to give you a couple exercises that you can do to practice your remote viewing. I'm assuming we're getting all the meditation stuff out of the way. We're relaxed down. The body's getting relaxed. Here's a couple exercises you can do to really start to get that remote sensing down. First exercise is you're sitting in your room. You're either sitting or lying down, whatever you want to do. You know the room, obviously, because it's your room. I want you to pick out objects in that room that you know of. TV set, shelf, dresser drawer, piece of clothes that you saw that was hanging over the chair. And I want you to focus on that. I want you to imagine what that looked like before you actually got into the session. And I want you to focus on that. I want you to focus and start sensing the energy in the room while you're lying there, sitting there. And start to recognize energetically what that feels like. As if you get up, go to it and feel it, touch it, pick it up, even though you physically can't. I want you to also see it. Imagine that you see it from all different angles. So I want you to pick something out. Maybe it's the TV set. Maybe it's a dresser. Maybe it's a cup on a dresser. And I want you to focus on it from where you're at and view it. I want you to view it from down below. I want you to view it from eye level. I want you to view it from above. I want you to view it from the inside of the wall. I want you to view it from all different angles. You see, you're starting to take your mind and put it into different directions and teach it skills that it hasn't used in a long time. I mean, your mind has all these skills. It's just that you've put them away for a long period of time. The next thing you're going to do, next exercise, is I want you to walk through your house in your mind. Get in your meditation. Relax down. And get out of your chair and start walking around your house. Obviously, getting out of your chair mentally. Now, if you pop out astrally, that's fine, but it's not necessary for this. This is a remote viewing exercise, and you're getting out of the chair, and you're walking around. And because it's a sensitivity, and because it's sensing everything, you can easily walk through things. You can walk through walls if you want. You can go from one room to the other, but you know your house, so you know exactly how it's laid out. You know exactly where things are. But it's dark, and you're walking through each room of your house. I want you to walk through your entire house mentally and then go back right into your mental state where you're at in your chair. The next exercise, and again, these exercises, obviously to walk through your house takes some time, so I don't want you to do all of these exercises at one time. I want you to do all these exercises at different times, different sessions. These are all exercises designed to build your skill level up within remote viewing. So don't discount them and say, oh, that sounds crazy. These are all things designed to stretch your mind, stretch your ability. Of course, if you really want to get good, you're going to combine these exercises with the other exercises from the astral projection, the OBE, and all the other information that we have. So again, we're just adding on to what we've already learned. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to be in your chair, on your bed, whatever you're doing. And I want you to focus on another location, one that you're familiar with. Maybe it's a friend's house. Maybe it's your... I used to use my grandmother's house because I was raised by my grandmother for several years. And she's had the same house probably since 1960. And when I was a little boy, I lived there. I know that house up and down. And I can go into that house anytime and know every room. I mean, I could go in there in the dark and I know it. So that's the type of location I would remote view to all the time. And so I want you to pick a location, something that you're familiar with, something that you know. And I want you to go there mentally. I want you to think about it. And I want you to just send all of your energy there. You can use your third eye to focus there and just concentrate on getting there. And imagine that you're standing wherever it is in that house. Maybe it's in the kitchen, maybe it's in the bathroom, maybe it's in the living room. But I want you to visualize and imagine standing there. Kind of like projecting in, if you've seen those old Star Trek shows where Scotty would put you on the transporter room and he would beam you down into a planet. You can use that as a visualization where you're actually being beamed into that house. And as you making it rounds into that house, and again, it doesn't matter where the house is. It could be in California if you're in New York or vice versa. It doesn't matter. It could be in Australia if you're in New York. It doesn't matter. And I want you to walk through the house and see what you see. Is it familiar to you? Can you feel it? Is the visualization strong? Is the viewing strong? And then once you're there, I want you to transport back to the couch, to the bed, to the chair, wherever you're at, and then refresh the memory of what you're doing. That's another exercise. That's an intense exercise. These are two intense exercises that will start to get you to remote view even better. You can also pick out targets of people that you don't know or that you know but you don't know their house. You may have a colleague that you work with that you know they live in a certain city, certain street. Focus in on that. See what that house is like. See if you can pick out the house. And then maybe a couple weeks later after targeting that house, go visit the house. Was it the house that you saw? You might be surprised to find, and the feedback I've gotten from a lot of people is they will do this exercise and they will try to find a house of somebody that they work with or a colleague or a friend that they've never been to. And they'll remote view the house and they'll go on the street and they will get to the person's house and they'll say, I was never there. That doesn't ring a bell at all. But they'll drive down the street and they'll see the exact house they visualized because they were on the same street. They just weren't in their friend's house. It's a very unique concept. It's kind of like a deja vu situation where you go, hey, I've been here before. It's very interesting. These are concepts that when you take them in the context of the remote viewing, you're going to allow it to work. Other things you can do is you can actually transport yourself through your remote viewing session into the thoughts of somebody else. kind of like the mind-to-mind communication we've talked about. And if you listen to the mind-to-mind communication CD, you can kind of get some concepts of how you do that. You would use the same skills within the remote viewing as you would there. Again, all of these skills are interrelated. They're very, very similar. You take all of them and start working them the same way, and you're going to get a cross-training effect, which means you're going to not only get the effects and results of remote viewing and remote sensing, but you're going to get the results of being able to do all of the other skills that we're talking about. Again, some skills may come stronger than others. Some may not be as open to you as others, but that's okay. As long as you're doing the training, you're going to get the results. And remote viewing is one of those things that if you continually do it, you'll continually get better.